Hey, yeah. I just been over to the... Hey, what's that telephone receiver off the hook for? Who's calling?
Mrs. Pinkley. She called and I couldn't make out what she said. She said she'd hold the line.
Well, what you want?
I don't know. I couldn't figure out what it was. She said she'd hold the line.
Well, how long has that receiver been up?
About 2 hours.
Oh, for the land's sake. But she won't. She's hung up at this time. You ought to know better than to tell her to hold the line all this time.
I didn't tell her to hold it. She said she'd hold it herself.
Oh, shave. I never mind her. I darn near forgot. Danged if I can figure it, but you sort of hit the... you sort of made a hit the other day at that meeting, you know?
Who was telling you?
Why, everybody. Everybody I talked to. I tell you, Eb, you're the talk of the whole darn town.
I am, huh?
Yes, sure.
I knew I was that darn good at making speeches.
You know, they say the way you saved him that prize fighter is mighty fine. I met the editor of the Gazette, and he wants you to give him a statement.
Well, what's the use? He gets a statement from us once a month, and he still don't pay his bill.
No, he don't mean that kind of statement. He means a statement about this prize fight business, telling people just where you stood.
I didn't stand no place. I was down on the floor.
No, you still don't get the idea. He said he thought his readers would be interested in what you said. What did you say, anyhow?
Said, ouch.
Yes, but what did you say before the fight started? That's what he wants to print.
Sure. I can't remember what I said. Let's see.
Well, why don't you just put down anything? If you can't remember, no one else can, I reckon. Here, take this piece of paper and just put down anything.
Well, I'll put it down after a bit. I'm in a hurry.
You put it down now. The editor wants it right away. It's for tomorrow's Gazette. Now go and put it down, and then I'll call him up and read it to him over the phone.
Yeah, sure.
And while you're writing it, I'll get him on the phone right now. Oh, say, Central, I forgot to look up the number, but I want the Corn Center Gazette. Yes, thank you.
Dagnabbit, say, Zeb, how do you spell smells?
Why, S-M-E. Hello, the editor?
What goes next?
L. Hello, this is Zeb Winterbottom.
What letter do I go to next?
I say this is Zeb Winterbottom, and I...
What letter do I go to next?
L. Go to L. Hello? No, I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to Eb. I said spell the smell for him. Spell smell. I say I smell. Smell. No, I mean not. Listen, this is Zeb Winterbottom, and I've got that statement you want. Yes. Yeah, well, you can print the Deb Peters comes right out and says, hold on a second, I gotta get it for you. You know what you meant, Deb. You got it done?
Yeah, I got it. Here you be.
Thanks. You can come right out and print the Deb Peters says, what smells first in the drugstore?
It's a riddle. And the answer is your nose.
Wait a minute, that's wrong.
It ain't neither, the answer is your nose.
What is that?
Your nose.
Yes, I'll do that. Say, what in position did you write that for?
You told me to?
Oh, I did not. I didn't at all.
You did, you just said put down anything, and I didn't.
Yes, but I meant anything about fighters. That ding, if that's what the editor wants. What do you think of fighters?
I think fighters are darn fools. That's what I think of them. Anybody that gets in a fight, Zeb, is just a dad darn fool.
Well, why didn't you put that down in the first place? That's what the editor wants you to call him. Now take the back of this piece of paper and write it down.
The editor is a darn fool.
Oh, hold on. Well, what are you doing now?
Doing just what you told me. Calling the editor a darn fool.
No, I didn't tell you to do that.
You did.
I did not.
You did. You
I
said
didn't.
The editor. You did.
I did.
You
sir.
Did. You said the editor wanted me to call him a darn fool.
Oh, I said the editor wanted you to call fighters darn fools, Eb. Now put that down. I think fighters is darn fools.
Yeah, Shep, I wish you'd make up your mind what you want. First tell me one thing and then another.
Never mind. You just get that writ down and I'll take it over.
Good afternoon.
Oh, well, howdy. I'd press this week.
How do, Professor?
You just dropped in time. The Gazette's going to print a statement that Eb made against prize fighters, and he's just writ it.
Well, you don't say.
Yes, sir, I do say. Eb, read the professor what you just writ.
I think fighters is darn fools.
What do you think of that, Professor?
Well, now that you ask me, Mr. Winterbottom, I think it's rather, shall I say, blunt?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, go ahead and what?
say blunt.
No. I mean that it would probably be more effective to word your statement with a bit more suaveness.
Well, that's what the editor asked for. He said to have them write down just what he thought of fighters.
Yes, I know. But I'm sure the editor would rather have you be more of a diplomat. After all,
what's a diplomat?
A diplomat is a man who lies abroad.
And the editor lies here at home.
You want me to put down that the editor's a liar?
I don't mean in the sense of making a misstatement.
Yes, that's what I say. What's the sense of making a mistake? Put it down, and then we'll have everything covered.
No, wait. You haven't understood me. Why don't you take a new sheet of paper and let me dictate the statement, and then you can sign it.
See, now, that ain't a bad idea. Here, Eb, just take this and start over again.
I ain't got all day.
Never mind. Just take this piece of paper and put down what Professor Thistlewaite said.
Well, go ahead.
At your request, I am sending this expression of sentiment concerning...
Well, who's going to pay him for going?
Pay? Pay whom?
Express man.
But I said nothing about an express man.
You did. You said I'm sending this express man.
No. I said I am sending nothing about an express man. I said expression of sentiment.
How's that?
Sentiment.
You mean he sent the expressman? The fellow's already gone.
Oh, but he hasn't. He hasn't. Now, look here. I said I am sending an expression of sentiment regarding the pugilistic profession. In other words, I am making a statement about prize fighters.
But, Dad, dear Professor, they don't want to know what you think about prize fighters.
Yes. Now, just write what I tell you. At your request, I am sending this expression of sentiment regarding prize fighters.
Yes. You got that now, Ed?
I got it. Shucks. Go ahead.
So far as I am aware, no...
How's that?
Aware. No drawers of water, no hewers of wood...
Hey, hold on a second there. What say that was?
Aware. No drawer of... You'd better read what you've written.
Yes.
At your request, I am sending this expression of sentiment regarding prize fighters.
Yes, that's quite correct.
So far, I wear no drawers.
Oh, but that's not correct.
Of course it ain't, Ed. You do wear drawers.
No. What I said was so far...
How's that?
He said so far.
Fur. Yes. I said...
Oh, fur drawers. I wear no fur drawers.
But it isn't drawers. It's drawers. Drawers. One who draws. No drawers and no hewers of...
Dad, dingy, don't go so darn fast. What was that?
Hewers of...
Yeah, but what? What?
The fur drawers. The fur drawers is yours.
Oh, it's not yours. Hewers.
Oh, you mean mine.
You're crazy. They ain't yours.
They certainly are. He said they ain't yours, so they're mine.
Just a moment, please. Now, I'm afraid we're making this entire statement a bit too complicated. Now, just take another piece of paper and write this.
Yes. Here you be, Ed.
They can't sign a matter we're going to get this finished or not.
I'll make it very simple and to the point this time, and I'll deliver it to the paper myself.
Yes, now go ahead and put it down.
I consider prize fighting a low and brutal profession. I think perhaps that's a saner statement after all. Let's rabbit.
What say?
Rabbit.
Low and brutal profession.
Now, then just sign it. There you are. Now, it wasn't such a task, that, was it?
Oh, it wasn't.
No. And if you just let me have it now, I'll take it to the editor of the Gazette as I pass by.
All right. Here you be.
Yes.
Never written so hard in all my dad darn life.
Very nice, you Professor. Yes. Much obliged.
Yes, I'm going by that way anyway. No trouble at all. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Get along, Professor.
Meet again sometime.
Say, Zeb, what kind of fur do you suppose them drawers are made out of?
Say, didn't you hear the Professor say? They're made out of rabbits.